Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called, and hast confessed a good confession before many witnesses. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Mass is the Mass of Saint Timothy, who was the beloved disciple of Saint Paul. From his infancy, Saint Timothy had studied with care the sacred scriptures. And when he converted to Christianity, Saint Paul took him as a company to his mission journeys. Saint Augustine himself extols the zeal of Saint Timothy, for he was immediately ready to forsake his country, his house, and his parents to follow this apostle, and also to share him in his poverty and sufferings. Saint Paul consecrated him as a bishop, his main responsibility being preaching. From that time, Saint Paul regarded Timothy not only as his disciple and most dear son, but as his brother and a companion of his labors. There's no lack of praise by which Saint Paul showered Timothy. From the epistle just heard, he says that Timothy has bravely confessed a good confession of faith before many witnesses. Elsewhere, Saint Paul calls his dear disciple a man of God and tells the Philippians that he found no one so truly united to him in heart and sentiments as Timothy. Imagine being praised like that by Saint Paul. This esteem of the apostle is a sufficient testimony of the extraordinary merit of the disciple Saint Timothy. Saint Paul traveled a lot on his missionary trips, one time ending to town called Berea. The fury of the Jewish population there forced Saint Paul to leave that city, but he left his trusted companion Timothy there to confirm the new converts. Timothy had a particular order to go afterwards to Corinth to correct certain abuses among Christians and to revive in the minds of the faithful there the doctrine which the Apostle Paul had taught them. Saint Paul was imprisoned on his return to Palestine and was sent to Rome. Timothy seems to have been with him in all or most of this time, and he is named by Saint Paul in the titles of his epistles to Philemon and to the Philippians and Thessalonians in the years 61 and 62. Saint Timothy himself suffered imprisonment for Christ and gloriously confessed his name in the presence of many witnesses, but was eventually set at liberty. Saint Paul, being returned from Rome into the East in the year 64, he left Saint Timothy at Ephesus to govern that church, to oppose false teachers, and to ordain priests, deacons, and bishops. Saint Paul wrote his first epistle to Timothy from Macedonia in 61 and his second in 65 from Rome. while he was in Rome, fettered with chains. Saint Paul pressed Timothy to come to Rome, that he might see him again before he died. This request is an effusion of his heart, full of tenderness towards this his dearest son. In it, he encourages him, endeavors to renew and stir up in his soul the spirit of the Holy Ghost, with which Timothy was filled at his consecration to bishop. Also, Saint Paul gave him instructions concerning the heretics of that time, and adds a lively description of such as would afterwards arise. Saint Timothy was martyred under the Emperor Nerva in the year 97 with stones and clubs. These were used by the pagans while Timothy was trying to oppose their idolatrous ceremonies on one of their festivals, on which the pagans walked in troops, everyone carrying in one hand an idol and in the other a club. Like to all martyrs, Timothy's own life meant him nothing when it came time to defend the honor and glory of Almighty God. Never forget this lesson, children, because when you grow up, you will have to face lots of situations when you also have to defend your faith in God. Your opponents might not come against you carrying stones and clubs, but your obligation stands just as grave as it stood for Saint Timothy. And after you have fought the good fight of your own, you will receive the same reward as Saint Timothy did, and lay hold on eternal life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.